Hello, and welcome to The Awakening for Libra. I'm Eric Francis Coppolino, your friendly neighborhood astrologer here. Just FYI, I am experiencing some respiratory distress. Not terrible. It's a hell of a lot better if I'm sitting up, which I am doing. But I'm not at full vocal capacity these days, and so I'm going to take it slow and take it easy. And I'm even working from notes. All right. So, big year. Possibly bigger for Libra than for anyone. And the reason for this is because so much is going to be happening in Aries, which is your relationship zone. It's the opposite of Libra is Aries. And that is what you experience as people, but also as the world itself. So the seventh can represent a kind of a total environment and your perception of that environment. And as I've been developing over many readings and over quite a few years, I think that Aries is the primary crime scene associated with what all electrical media, but in particular digital media, has done to humanity in terms of redefining our entire relationship to existence and how we experience ourselves and our concept of what the body is. And the way that I have been tracking this is, for example, back to the Gutenberg press and then to the development of the next major stage of media history. Gutenberg Press is like 1460 or something, and then mid-1800s, around 1850, the emergence of the telegraph and all. There's always something going on, something significant going on in Aries. And we're back in one of those moments now where not only significant, but nothing that anyone has ever seen. As I've mentioned here and there, I've gone back to 1 BC to look for any precedent for this exact astrology, and have not found it, though there have been many very intense moments when Aries has kind of flared up, and the result has usually been, a war. A big war, like the Civil War. And you're looking right at all this. Aries is the world that you look out at. That's how you... It kind of describes what you see when you stand on the street and turn your head and look around. And it describes everything that you're in direct relationship to. And it's a fact that everything is a relationship. We tend to reserve this word for certain kinds of relationships, grant all kinds of exceptions. But, I have a relationship with my mechanical pencil. I have a relationship with the microphone I'm speaking into. I have a relationship potentially with you. Certainly in this moment, I am relating to you. And coming through, most likely, something like your seventh house. I'm speaking directly to you. And Aries is filtering all of this. It is conditioning our experiences. It's conditioning our responses to our experiences. And something I haven't mentioned, and I don't think I mentioned it at all in The Awakening, so let me get to it here, possibly for the first time. I don't think I said this. anywhere in those 99,000 words of chapters. Sometime in the 70s, I don't know where this was. It may have been in Culture Is Our Business. McLuhan says, Marshall McLuhan, my favorite philosopher, says that the computer is LSD for the business community. Now, this was in a time when people were dropping acid quite a bit, which was, you know, frequently occurring in culture through the early 70s till cocaine takes over in the mid 70s, and people are driven not by the introspective nature of hallucinogens, but by the highly competitive, motivating consumption of stimulants, extreme stimulants. But he said LSD is, because the computer is LSD for the business community, that the computer creates a hallucinated environment. It creates the ability to interact with those hallucinations. In essence, a completely imaginary existence.